CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Are you listening to Mommy?
Yeah.
Put your coloring book down now, pay attention. I'm teaching you things, honey.
Well, I can't say I blame her. You're trying to teach her the complications of English history at 8 o'clock in the morning. Nobody but historians ever remember it, anyhow.
You just get ready for breakfast, please.
Look, Mommy, she's never going to remember all that Edward the First and Edward the Second, some of those Charleses and Jameses and Henrys. When the time comes, she'll get all that in school.
And we'll ring a bell in her memory because she's heard of them before. And one of the reasons I was anxious to bring her on this trip to Europe is that it would also be educational. And I always loved history, and I want her to love it just as much as I did.
You're probably going to make her hate it the rest of her life. All right, teacher. Okay, go on.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be tied up with business and cannot go with us to the Tower of London this morning, sir.
Why? Is he going back there again?
Oh, I just saw anything the other day.
Is everybody ready for breakfast?
Yeah, we will be in 5 minutes, Aunt Edna. Now, Betsy, when Charles the First was beheaded.
That's Anne Boleyn?
That's right. Do you hear that, dear? Now, you see, she does remember things. She does.
What does beheaded mean?
Well, it means that, Charles the First had his head cut off, but that's unimportant, darling. The point that I'm trying to make...
Unimportant? I bet it wasn't unimportant to Charles. Takes a bit of doing to go around without a head, huh? How about that, Betsy?
Oh, you're impossible. Let's have breakfast, and then we are going to the Tower of London, and Betsy is going to learn some history.
School bells will soon be ringing again. CBS Radio offers these suggestions for making this your child's best school year ever. Be sure to send him off with a hearty breakfast every morning. He'll need the energy. Rehearse him in crossing streets safely, going to and from school. Keep up his spirits and the quality of his schoolwork by taking an active interest in his studies and his progress. When mother and dad are interested, youngsters do better work. Active parents keep schools and teaching standards at a high level. And here's a thought to make studies simpler. Does your child have trouble with arithmetic? One of the basic Milton Bradley teaching aids, understanding numbers, can help him and give him lots of fun at the same time. Like all Milton Bradley fun and learning teaching aids, understanding numbers is stimulating, educator approved, and grade identified. Give your child a bright start in school. Shop for Milton Bradley teaching aids at fine stores everywhere. For fun and learning, Milton Bradley teaching aids.
Now, Betsy, come here, darling. Come in. These are the crown jewels.
My goodness, I never saw so many diamonds and rubies and emeralds in my life.
Look,
what that cross?
I know, let me read that. That has the Star of Africa, largest cut diamond in the world. You see that, Betsy?
Uh-huh.
Darling, do turn around and pay attention. What are you looking at now?
That little girl over there has an ice cream cone.
Oh,
Betsy starved again.
You may also have one when we leave the Tower of London. I forget ice cream cones and look at these magnificent crown jewels.
What are crown jewels?
Jewels that are in the crowns, honey, that the kings and queens of England wear when they're crowned on the throne that we saw in Westminster Abbey the other day, remember? Now, look, there is Queen Victoria's crown.
And oh, my King goodness, come here.
Where?
In this tiny little alcove, some king was killed. There's a marker that says, on this spot, Henry VI was killed on kneeling in prayer.
Goodness,
I'd like to see if her Mary Queen of Scots was in prison.
No, she wasn't held prisoner here in the Tower, Aunt Effie.
She certainly was.
No.
That's one of the things I do remember about English history. She was held prisoner in the Tower of London.
Interruption. The other lady is right, madam. I must cut myself. And Mary was not held in the Tower.
How do you do it? It was my recollection that Mary was held at the Fotheringay Castle, wasn't she? And executed there in 1586,
wasn't she? February 8th, 1586. Mary was deprived not only of her head, but of her natural birthright. If it had not been for that unjust and wicked deed, the Stuarts should today be sitting on the throne of Scotland and the rule of England.
Yes. Well,
I'm sorry for the outburst, but I just see red every time I think
about it. Yes. Well, I've been trying to teach my little girl here something about the history of the Tower of London.
Uh-huh. Well, if you like, I might be of some help. The truth is, I'm a guide myself. Oh. I take parties and tours all over England and Scotland. But it just happens to be my day off. And I was just, brushing up a bit, you might say.
Well, we were just wandering around by ourselves.
Well, if you like, and I'm not in the way, I'll wander along with you. I'm a personal friend of all the guards here. All the beekeepers.
Oh.
And I can show you some places that aren't open to the general public, if you like.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Wouldn't that, Effie?
Huh?
Oh, all right.
Oh, that would be
I'll take the little girl, and you follow her.
All right.
What's your name?
Betsy.
Oh.
I don't think I quite understood him. If he's still mad about something that happened in 1586.
Well, when Mary was beheaded, the Stuarts lost the throne.
But he acted as though it happened yesterday.
I noticed. Well, come on, let's follow him and learn something.
This is known as the Bloody Tower. You're standing in the room where Sir Walter Raleigh was imprisoned for 12 years.
Oh, my.
Short walk along the ramparts outside this room is known as Raleigh Walk. 19 steps, back and forth, back and forth. That was all the fresh air and exercise he was allowed in those 12 years of imprisonment. He was tried for treason and beheaded in 1618.
They cut off his head, too?
Yes, dear, Mr. Mr. Bryson. He's nice enough to take us around and tell us all his fascinating dreams.
You're now standing in the courtyard known as the Tower Green. And on this spot...
Oh, Mommy, look at the blackbirds.
Oh, darling, never mind the birds.
Well, those birds have a history, too. They're not blackbirds. They're wrens.
Oh.
They date back to Charles II. And tradition has it, or superstition, that when there are no longer any ravens in the Tower Green, the British Empire will collapse.
Oh, what is this? Well, how do they keep them here? I mean, what if they fly away?
They can't fly away, madam. Their wings are clipped. They make sure they don't fly away and collapse the empire. As I started to say, you're standing on the spot where a special scaffold was erected for the executions of important personages.
Oh.
Here's where Anne Boleyn was beheaded. Lady Jane Grey. Catherine Howard. Many others.
All had their heads cut off?
Indeed they did. And they're buried over there in the Royal Chapel of St. Peter ad Vincula. Not open to the public, except for services on Sunday. I'm sure we can prevail upon one of the beefeaters over here to open the chapel for a few seconds.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
It might be simpler to persuade him. Yes. Perhaps just a little something. Money always talks.
Let me do that. My goodness, you've
been
done. How much? A pound?
A pound? Oh, certainly not.
Half crown,
plenty.
Oh, well, I trust a second. I know this is a shilling.
Do you know why they're called beefeaters?
No, sir.
Well, actually, the word was originally buffeteer. Now, the word in French is buffet, but in old English it was buffet.
Oh.
And the buffeteers were the servants who carried in the enormous planks of meat served at the royal dinner.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And somehow, over the centuries, the word buffeteer become beefeater.
Oh, yes, yes, isn't that fascinating?
Oh, there's many more fascinating and interesting things to see.
I don't understand. Who was this fellow?
Mr. Bryson, Arthur Bryson. He's a regular guide. He takes tours all over everywhere. But this was his day off, and he just went around with us and told us about everything.
Was this out of the goodness of his heart?
Yes. Well, I think he was a little flattered that I knew as much as I did about the history of things. We saw places we wouldn't have seen without him. The chapel, which is always locked, and where the Earl of Essex was held, and a special dark tower room where prisoners had carved inscriptions in stone on the wall, like one had carved Jane, J-A-N-E, you know. Lady Jane Grey, you know.
I never knew you were so interested in history.
Well, if children could only travel when they're still studying and see all these places, it would mean so much more. And I know this trip today was just marvelous for Betsy. She may not remember it all, but I know it made an impression, dear. Really, she was just fascinated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where is she?
Well, she's in the other room with Aunt Effie getting dressed for dinner. She said she's going to write something about what she learned today and read it to us after dinner.
Oh, really? No kidding. Well, guess I was wrong and you were right.
I'll be anxious to hear what she learned.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month floor wax in a new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with the new special size 6-month floor wax, you can take a summer vacation from weekly waxing and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff-resistant all summer long, or your money back. So this summer, relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month wax.
Okay, Betsy, you ready? We're all seated and ready to hear what you learned today. You going to read it to us?
I'm going to show it to you. You have to look at it because I drew pictures with it.
Oh, oh you did? Yeah. Not only a writer, but illustrates her own story.
Here it is. There's 4 pictures. The title of it is How to Be Head. What?
Oh, Peter, How to Be Head?
Yes. This is the first picture. First man's head on stone block.
Sam Hill, what she know about the block?
You saw the execution block today, Daddy, and the big axe they did it with.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the second picture. Take axe and drop on man's head.
Then number 3 is head falls off.
Number 4, head lands in a basket.
What? That's blood dripping off right there, and that's the axe. What's so funny?
Your mother's face. Well, look, what else did you expect?
Oh, my goodness, that's all she heard today.
Today, not only today, on every tour we've taken. That's history for you. In the old days, it was a pretty bloody affair. If somebody wanted the throne, he simply got rid of the one who was on it. Mm. You know the line from Shakespeare, uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
But my goodness, of all the things she's been told about it, that seems unnatural for her to be so fascinated.
Not at all. She doesn't even really comprehend it. But you're trying to push her. Look, from now on, stop worrying and try to make the trip less educational.
Yes, I guess I'd better.
Yeah. What's the matter? Don't you like my drawings?
Like them, honey. I want them for my scrapbook. Now, but look, you sit on Daddy's lap right now because Daddy has a few little things that he'd better explain to you
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Brancy Myers, Margaret Hamilton, and Robert Donnelly, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hart, thank you.